Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Nemesis, Book 3 of the Diabolik Trilogy, by S.J. Kincaid, read by Candace Thaxton. The strongest poison ever known came from Caesar's Laurel Crown. William Blake. At night, the sky ignited in stark crimson. It forewarned of the threat approaching them from space. Few in the galaxy had heard of Agnognaresis, a small planet on the frontier of the Empire. Its nearby patch of malignant space had been growing slowly, unnoticed for decades. That malignancy was the forgotten, glowing gravestone of a long-ago vessel that had been lost while trying to enter hyperspace. The start of the rupture had been small, a virtual splinter. It would have remained there, forgotten, if not for the existence of Eros. Eros was a gas giant that had sheltered Agnognaresis from incoming asteroids. Over the course of 300 years, it swept around the Agnognaresian star until its orbit rammed it straight into that pinprick malignancy. Eros's clouds swallowed the hint of light, and like that, the malignant space seemed to vanish. Until weeks passed, and then the light swelled from within Eros's clouds, steadily devouring more and more of the gas giant's atmosphere. Within months, there no longer was a planet called Eros. In its place spread a massive and vibrant band of white and purple light, the gravestone of a gas giant expanding with every second that slipped past. On Agnognaresis, the tiny population of human settlers gathered to survey the new light in their skies. Distorted by atmosphere, the vibrant ribbon resembled a small moon or an asteroid. The locals were anxious, but they did not yet know to be afraid. The boy noticed only after the malignant space swelled into a secondary sun in the sky of Agnognaresis, one that lit the night. He was the only one on the entire planet who knew the truth. They were already doomed. The citizenry of Agnognaresis had never faced a crisis of such proportions. They didn't properly fear it because they didn't understand what it was. Their response was misdirected. Without Eros, they worried about asteroids and comets. They gathered together to organize a new defense grid to protect Agnognaresis' skies from astral assault. Secrecy was necessary. They'd heard stories of decadent Demetrian emperors who used any pretense to strip planets from their citizenry and gift them to favored sycophants. So they agreed not to speak of the strange happenings in nearby space. We'll deal with it on our
sample complete. Ready to continue?